So I participate in football auctions. And in all honesty, they're online auctions. We can't all get in the same room at the same time because we're spread across the country. And I sit there and we all argue in the room that we hate people that put in their bids 1 second left on the clock. They put in a bid. And we're just like, why? I get it. Like, I've tried to, and I am certainly guilty of it from time to time. And when they ask me why, I was like, that's what I like to do. That's not a real answer. Like, I'm not sure what strategy that provides
you. It's gamesmanship.
Right. Well, it's being a-hole is what it is.
there's always two ways to look at things.
And I'm saying for someone who's done it. Like, all right, it's one thing if I'm, like, really deciding and I'm taking my last few seconds, like, all right, do I really want to go the extra dollar on this guy? That's fine. Right? Like, if you do it, it happens. If I'm doing it every single time and pissing people off, I don't think you'll see what I'm accomplishing. And I don't see what I'm accomplishing when I take, and it's the same type of thing when you're in a live auction, I believe, and I'm not going to bid till Corey says going twice. It may be gamesmanship and pissing people off, but I don't get it. I don't get it when, Corey, you just tell me that, like, if I can take advantage of an auctioneer, I'm going to. I don't know how that helps me. Like, my thought process, I'm going to go to an auction to get the player I want. How does it help me to take advantage of the auctioneer? What does that mean?
Well, I think maybe that player is thinking, if he waits on it, he's going to get that guy. Nobody's going to go that extra buck. So he's trying to get that last second steal, in his opinion. That's my philosophy. I'm more aggressive. I want that guy. If I have to, I'll even jump guys like $2 instead of that $1, you know, if that's the guy that I want. I mean, I have a strategy. I have a philosophy. I'm aggressive.
Yeah,
you know.
That's the most important thing as far as being in the room as somebody in the league. Hit the nail on the head. That word, that A word, aggressive. You have to be aggressive. You cannot come into these situations timid or passive. So if you know what I'm saying, if I can get in on the player last minute and I'm doing my math and say, oh, this is the guy I want, and it's like going. And I'm like, no, I'm in. Sometimes you can tell if the auctioneer is timid. He'd be like, okay, he'll take that bid. You know, and things like that. So
okay.
It's just a way to have if I see a timid auctioneer, I know in the back of my mind at some point I'm going to push him to see where he goes.
Well, how would you push him?
Just like I said, I'll jump in after the bell and force the player to go back on the clock.
Interesting. Even if you don't want that player?
No. It would have to be a player I'm in on.
All right, you're not just messing and messing.
Yeah, I'm not just messing.
You're messing with a guy that you could want.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, some people like to try and bid people up, but you have to be paying attention to, you know.
Yeah, what's going on.
First off, your team needs... Does that guy need that player? I mean, at some point, you have to, you know, you always got to be kind of like a shark always moving. You have to be able to audible on the fly. You're the quarterback of your team. You got to make the right decisions. You got to put yourself in the best position.
You should also come in prepared, knowing exactly how much you're going to do. I don't know how Matt does it, but my guess is, well, see, I'm from like the Lenny Melnick school. You put your team down exactly what you want on paper prior to going in there, and you have some alternate guys and stuff like that in case you got to adjust. But Matt, do you? My guess is, experienced player like you, you budget a certain amount of your 260 for batters, and you budget a certain amount for pitchers, and you know what your targets are depending on how the room is going.
Yes, that's pretty much what I do. I'm more of on the fly guy that I will make the changes necessary. I want to see how the room is going early. You know, what are the big time players going? Are people being timid? Are people being aggressive? One of the reasons I like to get an ace early, I kind of find you get some of the best values there. Like Jake Arrieta was going for, say, I think he went for like $26, $27 last year. And he was one of the top rated pitchers. And that was a steal, considering if you wait, like in my super auction, we waited and we wound up paying up for Cole Hamels. And that was our ace. And I wasn't too happy about that.
Certainly not. I think auction strategies obviously are very... I don't want to say invalid, but they vary. But to me, it's more about the players that, like, I've constantly tried to discover a real strategy to play it.
Mm-hmm.
but I haven't figured it out yet. And maybe Matt, who's there's a million of these things, you have a strategy that works, or maybe it's just per auction. I don't know, but
it kind of varies from auction to auction. Just to be honest with you, I mean, you have to have, you know, a philosophy, yes, a game plan, yes. You know, I don't want to say these old things. I always hear these are living, breathing organisms and crap like that. You know, you got to go in there. You have a game plan, but you're the quarterback that has to audible whenever necessary. And that's the way it is. And I think they're fun. Do you want to be in the end game holding all the money and paying up for, like,
schmucks,
starting pitchers that, yeah, you know, you're paying $13 for that should have went for half that?
Yeah. No, you know, no, yeah, you got to go out and you got to be aggressive and go get your guys early and adjust on the back end. It's, you know, you don't want to walk away from an auction table with $17, $18 left, because you might as well not play.
Yeah, that's never happened to me. I've never left money on the table. I might be sitting around for a while, but yeah, I've never left money on the table.
I'm here, but I'm at zero.
Now, Corey, do you, as an auctioneer, do you take notice of people that have a lot of money left? Do you like, all right, I know Matt's going to bid because he's got a ton of money.
Well, as we go through and we take the breaks and we do the money check, you kind of know who has the hammer.
Okay.
So I can kind of, I know at some point I'm going to focus on that side of the room.
Right.
Well, you know, he'll have my eye, he'll be in my eyesight because I know he's going to be more actively bidding.
And let me say one thing. I know everybody always talks about, you know, throw players out that you don't want early, that right, people are going to spend their money. But don't just always do that. I think one of the things I like to do too, maybe the first time I'll throw a guy out that I just want to get some money off the board. But that second time, I'm probably going to maybe throw somebody out that I want. I want to see if I can get that guy, because that might change my strategy. If I know I missed on him, I have another guy that, look, I have to get that guy next time, or something similar to that.
I agree with that. When, like, I do a lot of the football ones. When I'm in the football auction, the first name I throw out is always going to be Rob Gronkowski, because he's never going to be on my team. So I do like to throw out other players and get money off the table. But at some point, I'm like, okay, I know for the flex auction, when I saw how the money was falling on the wide receivers, on the big wide receivers like the Odells and the Julios, I think to myself, you know what? I think I might be able to sneak in and get T.Y. Hilton right here. So while they were going in the $50 range, early, high 40s, early $50 range, I snuck in and got T.Y. Hilton for $24. But, you know, you kind of got to know where the tear break is and where that drop is. So it takes a lot of... In order to be good at them, it takes a lot of time and preparation and study prior to the auction, because once you get it all sounds good when you're on your laptop and you're doing it and you're putting it together, but you don't know where it's at until you get into the room.
Yeah, I always add a couple of dollars to each player heading into the live auctions. Like this weekend, if say Syndergaard's average auction value has been $30. I'm going to say he's going to probably go for 32, possibly 33. I have to know that ahead of time. Am I willing to spend 32, 33 in him? That's another question I'm going to ask myself. Who's my backup option?
That's also, you know, important, to have backup options.
Yeah, never put yourself in a position, whether it's a draft or an auction, where your guy goes and you're like, you know, you got to be, you know, you are the general. You got to have a game plan.
And you got to be able to change that game plan on the fly.
Yes.
That's extremely important. In your role as auctioneer, Corey, now, Matt, have you ever been an auctioneer?
That I have not.
Okay. Corey, in your role as an auctioneer, how much do you charge? Is that an off the air conversation?
That's a private business discussion with the fantasy exec.
I don't know. I didn't know this was a controversial question.
Never make the first offer.
I didn't know this was a controversial question.
Not a controversial question. I just, like
if I wanted to book you for an auction, I wanted to know how much it costs.
You can hit me up on Twitter at the fantasy exec.
Yeah. And then he'll direct message you because he doesn't want to business.
I'm not coming to take your leagues. You know, I'm not coming for heads in your leagues. Put it like that.
Okay.
It will definitely be an enjoyable experience.
Per
player.
As an auctioneer, is it your job to do anything but call out the players' names? Do you have to worry about anything else? Like, budgets, making sure somebody hasn't bid too much money. Like,
no, that's the commissioner.
The commissioner does that.
The commissioner will take care of the financials, you know what I mean, and the roster and stuff like that. They'll go through, they'll do money checks. The only thing is, I just don't stop me in the middle of a round. We get to the end of the round, it's time to break, time to stand down, time to do money. That's fine, you know what I'm saying? But just get through the end of the round and then just keep pushing it. I let them know when the pace is about to quicken and stuff like that. So that's how the fantasy exec role. I am available. I have a few more spots open between now and our opening day.